Good morning, I will say Pasuk Vav. Kashem Mipir Dasus Vuna. Kloma, Ayadesh Telech Bechamisha Dvarim Hanizkorim Lael, Shem Chochma Bina Vadas Vatara Vamaisa. Achakach Yiten Hashem Lucha Chochma. So as we mentioned yesterday, what it means is, again, the marshal is that a person learns Chumash the first time, maybe it was due to the fact that he learned it at a very young age, maybe it's due to the fact that it was just the first time he was learning, both factors. So there's only so much Chochmah, even that which is, you know, presented directly. There's only so much chokhmah that he's able to grasp. And you can come back and back and back to the same corpus, and not only will there be increased bina and das, but there will also be increased chokhmah. So if a person cultivates the chokhmah, bina and das, etc., so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him on a higher level. In the note here, if for those of you who are using the Philip edition, if you have these notes, so if you take a look in note 37, so I don't know, maybe it's indicated in the body of the text as well, of the Gaon, I'm not sure, but in the note, so they quote from we have different versions of the Bira of the Gaon and Mishle. He didn't write it himself. This isn't something which he wrote, Ksav Yad Kodesho. The Talmidim wrote based on what the Gaon taught. So we have different versions of it. The main version is from the Menachem Mendel Mishklov. So see, he has a note here that the Mipiv doesn't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Mipiv refers to that of the person. Ke Hashem Yitein Chochmah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the person, Mipiv, will be able to, based on that Chochmah, to attain more Das U'Truna, similar to what we had earlier, In Pasuk Gimel, of Latuna, Kiyam Labina Tikra, and Latuna Titen Kolacha. So we saw there that the Gaon said that in order to have the Bina, so that requires already Kriya Bepeh, not just to listen, to hear, to absorb, but it requires the Kriya Bepeh. I think we discussed then how to try to understand that. And that's what the note says. That Nachum Mendel says that's the pshat. Ki Hashem yitein chokhmah, and then that unleashes or triggers the next cycle of mipiv of the person das utvuna. I don't know, maybe that's what I'm not sure what the last two words here, just in the text of the Biagra, v'day l'chakima. Maybe that's what the V'day L'Chakima means. V'day L'Chakima means that you give the Chocham more Chochmah, and then V'day L'Chakima, that's enough for him, Das U'Tfuna. Maybe, I'm not sure what those two words mean. Let's see the next pasuk here, V'Ezus Hashem. Yitzpon La'Yishorim Tushia, Mogein L'Hol Chesom. Again, Yitzpon L'Loshon Tzofon to hide away, as it were, in the sense of reserving, holding in reserve for someone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide tushia, for Yisharim, and he'll provide Morgain, a shield, lohol chetom. Here, the Gaon's pshat is presented differently again, whether it's in the text or whether it's here in footnote the foot 45. The common denominator is that Yosha who hasham drachav umidosav b'sichlo umamid osam b'derech hayosha l'fiyat Torah. Meaning the Yosha is someone who, again, the way it's presented here, he's constantly assessing his own habits, his own character traits, and looking to mold them and direct them al pi Torah. In the note, it's a little different. I think it's easier to understand the pshat and the pasuk. Again, if you have this edition, you can take a look in footnote 45. Perush, kitam v'yoshahem shnoi dvarim hafachim. The two opposite types, in a certain sense. Tam, hu aholech b'tmimus v'en yodei klum, el osam asha tziva Hashem. A tam, right, we use it... It's used that sort of that way in colloquial Yiddish as well. A person's a tzmimus dekaversit. That means you tell him what to do and he does it on chochmas. You tell him what to do, he does it on chochmas. That's what the midah of tam is. Haholech b'tzmimus, just innocently, no, doesn't question, doesn't analyze, doesn't. You tell him what to do, he does it. Haholich b'tzmimus v'en yodei klum el osim asha tziv Hashem. V'yoshar hu hayodei hakol v'hu chochem godol v'holich b'derech hayoshar. The yoshar is has a much broader understanding. But he's yoshar in the sense that he very consciously and deliberately is doing the right thing. A person has to combine, even though again they're opposite types, a person needs to combine both of those qualities within himself. Dahainu, on the one hand, a person should, again, on chachmas. A person should do what the Rambam says on chokhmah, without the in its most positive sense, with the simplicity of commitment, with the simplicity of and straightforwardness of devotion and dedication. But me'idach gisa, it's also necessary v'gam tzorach l'she'iyas yosha. Again, the yosha is shehu shehi yodeya hashnei drachim v'gelech b'derech hayosha. A behema again is represent that which is ein la das. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says. Yitzpon leYisharim hein osan sheyodim shnei hadrachim. Tushia he eats a leilech b'derech hatov. Tushia, according to the pshat again of this version of what the Gaon said, is milashon etza v'sushia, advice, counsel. Mogein lohol chesom perusha haholech b'derech tom eni yodeya hadrochim. He doesn't need an etza because he's not making decisions. He's not deliberating. He's not identifying different options. He just needs raku yochol likosha shalom v'mischavein. Why isn't it enough to be a tam? Why is it necessary that a person needs to combine the midas of yasha and tam? So maybe a couple of Maasei Rav, and then we'll try to extrapolate what the Yesod is from those Maasei Rav. I think Schachter tells the story that once, I don't know, I think maybe it was in the early 60s, I'm not sure exactly when it was, the Rav Zichron Levracha met with a group of Talmidim, and they were able to ask questions. So one of them asked, how can it be that the yeshiva in Valozhin closed down because they refused, the Gedolei Yisrael refused to accede to the demands of the Tsarist government to introduce secular studies? And here we are in Yeshivas of Ben Yitzchak Elkanan with a dual program, with a dual curriculum. I don't know, I guess that maybe the Shoah was sort of expecting a long, elaborate explanation. And the Rav just said, times are different. And okay, let's go on to the next question. Times are different. That's one story. Another story. This story, I think, in the is you'll find in the biography of Nosson Zvi Finkel, the late Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir. So one of the strategies he employed to try to increase Talmud Torah is he would offer incentives, financial incentives, for Talmidim who finished the Masechta with Bechinas, lots of financial incentives. So someone challenged them, like, what is this? The yeshiva should be promoting Torah Lishma. So what do you mean, finish the Masechta and you'll get so many shkolim? So he answered by telling the following story. That when the first cheder opened in I don't know if it was in Bnei Brak, Yerushalayim, I don't know where it was, and the language of instruction, instead of being Yiddish, was modern Hebrew. So certain individuals came to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish should asser that cheder. What kind of pirtz is this? To be speaking Hebrew and not to be maintaining that the language of instruction should be Yiddish. So the Chazon Ish taught, this is Reb Nosson Zvi telling the story, but the Chazon Ish telling a story. So the Chazon Ish told them the following story, that there was a country where they had a general who had been in charge of their armed forces for decades. And then finally he got older, he retired. He retired. Several years after his retirement, the country was faced with a very real national security threat. It seemed like a neighboring country was getting ready to attack and try to invade. So the king said they should go back to the general and ask him to come out of retirement to be the chief strategist as to how they should be able to repel the attack. So they go to him, and he starts telling him, "Yeah, you have to take all the cavalry. You have to take all your soldiers on horses and put them over here." And you have to take the foot soldiers and put them over here. And that's the way you should organize your force. And they say to him, no, but they're attacking with tanks. And they're going to try to send planes overhead to bomb. So when they go back to the king, so the king realizes that the retired general is fighting yesterday's battles. He doesn't know what today's battles are. He's still fighting yesterday's battles. So the Chazon Ish said to them, when they wanted an Issa, when they wanted a Chayim on the Hebrew-speaking Cheder, he said, that was yesterday's battle. It's not today's battle. And didn't go along with it. So Reb Nosson Tzvi said, maybe that was yesterday's battle to induce people to learn Lashma without any incentive. It's not today's battle. What does that mean? It means that, of course, Se'ilach be'ikve hatzon. We're supposed to follow in the example of Alibi's Doros. But if a person is only a Tam, so then that can actually end up creating a distortion. Because to follow in the footsteps of earlier generations doesn't always mean to literally do what they did. It doesn't necessarily mean that because in 19th century Russia and Haskalah being what it was, it doesn't mean that secular studies in the second half of 20th century America represents the same thing that secular studies represented in the 19th century in Eastern Europe. It doesn't mean that maybe at one point Lashon HaKodesh was associated only with masculine, but if the world changes and that's no longer the case, so then that's not today's battle. That was yesterday's battle. To recognize that, a person can't just be a Tam. He has to be a Yosha. A person has to be a Tam in his commitment. The commitment has to be simple and pure. That ein chochma vein eitzah vein tfunel neged Hashem. When it's clear that this is what the Ribbono Shalom wants, the person has to be a Tam. And that's it. I do it. But a person can't only be a Tam. He has to be a Tam in his commitment, but he has to be a Yosha. He has to be a Chochem in terms of discerning and identifying what it is what the Ribbono Shalom wants. Because otherwise, a person can end up fighting yesterday's battles. When people who are living in 21st century America, there's a different way of relating to the government and governmental laws than our great-great-grandparents who lived under the oppressive, corrupt regime of Tsarist Russia. And to sort of maintain the same in Tsarist Russia, so the way you survived, and this was correct, it was appropriate. You resorted to bribery, you resorted to everything. You were just surrounded by corrupt and oppressive regime. And that's the way you deal with such a regime. When you live in a country, obviously far from perfect, but a country which is based on law and has a dina de malchusa, not a chamsanusa de malchusa. So obviously the approach is different. The approach is different. The approach is not to try to subvert and the chulu. A person needs to combine the midah of tam with the midah of yosha, and only when we have the midah of yosha that we know what the tamimus entails, because otherwise a person ends up fighting yesterday's battles. A person ends up in a misplaced literalism instead of being faithful to Torah. A person can end up distorting Torah. There's a Yiddish joke which captures this very, very beautifully. A tzmim is like, I don't know, young adult son, but not overly intellectually endowed or blessed. So he comes home one morning from shul, tells his mother, oh, there was a bar mitzvah in shul this morning. Ah, she says, wonderful. Did you go over to the family and say mazel tov? So no. Says, you see an event like that, you have to say mazel tov. Okay. He said, okay, I'm a kabbal. Next morning, he comes home from shul and says, you know, on the way home from shul, you know, that there was a levaya I saw going down the main street. But don't worry, Ma. I did like you told me. I went over and I saw the family walking right behind the art, and I wish them a hartzik and mazel tov. I wish you a hearty mazel tov. She says, Gewalt. You wait until after the kru, and then you say, I'm mokim yanachim. He says, oh, okay. I hear. Next day, comes to his mother and says, you know what? He says, after davening today in the chotzer of the shul, that there was a chuppah. So I did like you told me. I went over under the chuppah, went over to the chosen, and I said, Hamok minachem eschem, l'soch sha'avir etim yisholeh. So a person needs to be not only a tam, but a person needs to be a yosher also. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Lina Nitz Hashem, we'll continue with the next sugya at around 12:30. Lina Nitz Hashem. Have a good productive morning, everyone. Everyone should be well, be safe.